Well, former Prime Minister Tony Abbott is now officially the president of the Liberal Party, vowing to fight what he described as the spiritual malaise, he says, that's gripped the nation. His message to Liberals comes as the latest AFR Redbridge poll shows One Nation is the most popular political party in the country.
I'm actually a bit mazed by it, shocked by it, actually, to tell you the truth, to have that result. Look, I know this is what I've been working towards all my political career, but it's not for me personally. I want a change for the country. I want people to feel that they've, you know, got some hope for the future. At the moment, I'm head of the party, I'm leader of the party. Would I be able to do the job? I believe I could.
That's the One Nation leader, Pauline Hanson, speaking to ABC Brisbane a short time ago. Well, former Prime Minister Tony Abbott is my guest. Mr. Abbott, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks for having me, Sally.
What do you make of this latest poll from Redbridge?
Well, I'm not going to get too excited by a poll, but obviously our country is in trouble. Our economy is stagnant, our society is fragmenting, our security is imperiled, and yes, we don't believe in ourselves nearly enough. I think the current government is making all of this worse, and it's really important that we get a better government as soon as possible. And my job as the incoming Liberal Party president will be to try to ensure that the organisation is in place, the members, the candidates, the funding, to make Angus Taylor the Prime Minister, the 32nd Prime Minister, because history proves that it's the Liberal National Coalition that is the best and strongest alternative government.
When you're looking at the current situation, do you see your role as President of the Liberal Party as someone who is front-facing, delivering this message that you're talking about to the public?
Look, I don't expect to be in the media every day, but on the other hand, I do think that my presence now in this senior role will demonstrate to people who might have been sceptical that the Liberal Party is fair dinkum about abolishing net zero, fair dinkum about cutting back mass migration, fair dinkum about scrapping taxes, because my government was actually very good at that. And my presence, I think, is an indicator that the Liberal Party hasn't forgotten how to be a very, very good government.
So you see this, there will be some, not in the media every day, as you're saying, Mr. Abbott, but there will be some public facing to this role rather than it just being an administrative role?
Look, the party president is the organisational leader, not the political leader. I don't think there's ever been a party president who's taken a vow of silence, and I'm certainly not going to start.
Outgoing federal director of the Liberal Party, Andrew Hirst, said at the party conference over the weekend that One Nation were not friends of the Liberal Party. Do you agree?
Look, all of us express things slightly differently. Obviously, we are in a degree of competition with other parties and voices on the centre-right. But in the end, our opponent, our enemy, if you like, is a really bad Labor government, a really bad green-left Labor government, which in its budget assault on aspiration and wealth creation, I think is, frankly, un-Australian, absolutely un-Australian, because part of the Australian dream has always been to be able to get ahead and keep most of what you have created for yourself and not have it confiscated by an extortionate government. And that's what Anthony Albanese is now doing.
Angus Taylor has outlined his own plans in response to the federal budget, but this new poll suggests the coalition's primary voters slipped even further and the Liberal and National parties are now a distant third to Labor and One Nation. If this wasn't the moment where the coalition's fortunes started to turn around, what do you think it will take?
Look, it will take hard work. What we need now is more members, good candidates, better and more effective fundraising. And the point I make is if you normally vote Liberal, if you're interested in public life, if you think our country is in trouble, please don't complain on the sidelines. Join the party and make a difference, because we are still by far the most credible alternative government in this country.
What are Liberal values right now? How would you articulate them?
Well, as I said over the weekend, we're the Freedom Party, we're the Tradition Party, but above all else, we're the Patriot Party. We cherish freedom. We want taxes to be lower, government to be smaller, citizens to be stronger. We're the Tradition Party. We respect institutions that have stood the test of time. We support the family and small business. But above all else, Liberals think that Australia is the best country on earth and we want to keep it that way. And that's why I think it's so humiliating for our nation when the Prime Minister can't do a public event without standing in front of three flags, not the one national flag that represents us all, and can't open his mouth without suggesting that some Australians are more worthy of acknowledgement than others. And I just think this is wrong.
What do you mean by that?
I think it's got to change. Well, what I mean is that Australia belongs to all of us, not just to some of us. And if you're starting a speech, I think you should acknowledge everyone.
Rather than an acknowledgement of country, is that what you mean?
That's it.
You're the first former Prime Minister to assume the presidency of the Liberal Party. Is this a relaunch of your political career in some way?
No, absolutely not. I'm only doing this. There are lots of other things that I could do with my time. I'm only doing this because I think our country is in a bad way and I think our party needs to revive if our country is to improve. And my mission, my absolute mission, is to do everything I reasonably can to ensure that Angus Taylor becomes the 32nd Prime Minister.
You lost your seat to an independent. Are you the right face to win back voters in seats like Warringah?
Well, it's not entirely up to me. But I tell you this, now that the Labor Party is obviously going after the assets and the investments of the people in seats like my old one, you're going to have to ask yourself, how do I get rid of a bad Labor government? Well, I don't get rid of a bad Labor government except by voting Liberal. That's the only way to be sure of getting rid of a bad Labor government.
Do you think that One Nation has a chance of tapping into some of the city seats, including Western Sydney?
Look, it's not my job to run a commentary on any other party. It's my job to prosecute, help to prosecute the case against a bad government and to try to energise and enthuse people to support the Liberal Party and more broadly the Liberal National Coalition.
Tony Abbott, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Sally.